Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You don't speak lightly of him or of Jesus. How many know you don't use Jesus as a byword or an exclamation? People use Jesus Christ as an exclamation or a, that's blasphemy. That's not. And a whole lot of people use the word God continuously. It is, oh God, oh my God. That's misusing the name. You should only say God, Jesus, when you're talking to Him or about Him. That's it. You don't use any of these things as a byword. How many Christians ought not use that phrase, oh my God? Don't use that. That's not right. That's disrespectful. He's not a byword. And certainly not the other stuff. Said out loud, hallowed be thy name. Glory to God. Then the first thing that he tells us to ask about is what? Verse 10. Thy kingdom, number one. Number one is what? Thy kingdom come. And the next sentence expounds on that phrase. Thy will be done. Because in His kingdom, His will is done. What is the kingdom of God? Kingdom is the king's domain, the king's dominion. The kingdom is where the king rules, what the king reigns over. And here's where many, many Christians believe wrong. If you asked, what does God rule over? What is God reigning over? Many would say, everything. And that is not true. I said, that is not true. We talked about this some weeks ago in the series. We talked about you choose and about the popular phrases. God is in control. In control of what? Everything. God's in control of everything. Everybody, everything. Millions of Christians believe this adamantly. But was He in control of you? Everything you said yesterday? Everything you did? God was controlling you. Whether you ate cornflakes or Raisin Bran, God controlled that. There's a lot of stuff that's held sacred, but it's contrary to the Scriptures, and the enemy's behind it. Because he wants you to think that God's in control of everything, so you will blame Him.
That's right.
For all of the terrible stuff that's going on. And at the very least, just not understand why and feel cold about it. If God's will is being done perfectly throughout the earth, why do we need to pray that it would be done? Everybody said out loud, thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
How?
On earth.
As it is in heaven. Let me ask you a question about heaven. You ever read about heaven? How much crime do they have in heaven? Help me out. How much? How much?
Zero.
Are you sure? Zero. How much poverty in heaven? How much AIDS and cancer? How much?
None.
How many people starving to death?
None.
How many people mugging each other and shooting each other? How much? None. How much?
None.
Zero. You know why? Because God is in control.
Yes.
There. And soon, He's going to be in control everywhere. But right now, no. All the stuff that's going down here is not the will of God. And it's not God controlling it and making it happen. Selah. Keep reading. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Keep going. Give us this day our daily bread. Let's read the rest of it. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so he ends up now where he started out. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Everybody say that last phrase out loud a couple of times. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We don't yet see it all manifest, but it will be. Hallelujah. And it's destined to be that way, and it will be that way. Say it out loud again. For thine
is the kingdom
and the power
and the glory
forever. One more time. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Whose? His. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Go with me to Luke, please, chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. I know we touched on this, but I want us to look at it again. Now, if you hear something that doesn't sound like what you've believed and thought, don't just say, well, I don't know if I agree with that preacher. Get your eyes off of me. Is it the Word or not? What did the Scripture say? What does the Word say? You know, those of you that have been in the church here for a while, you know what a couple of years ago I've been asking you, believe with me. I'm believing, we're believing for God to show us what's Him and what's not Him. He's answering our prayer. I said He's answering our prayer. He has been for some time now. It's exciting. We're changing. Some changes don't happen all at once, but one thing is added to another, is added to another. God's taking us somewhere. He's getting us to another place from where we've been. We're becoming different people. We're seeing things differently. Thank you, Lord. Are we thankful for that? Let's just tell Him, Lord, thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for having mercy on us, not leaving us in darkness, but enlightening us. Thank you. Thank you for showing us what's you and what's not you, what's true and what's not true. Thank you for bringing us into the reality of truth, setting us free from ungodly tradition and junk and lies and deception. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, no matter how long you've believed something and how strongly you believe it, that doesn't make it true. Believing something doesn't make it true. Can you believe a lie?
Yes.
Sometimes people say, well, you know, millions of people can't be wrong. Oh, yes, they can. Millions of people can believe the same lie for generation after generation. Yes, they can. But you shall know the truth. And the truth, hallelujah, will make you free. In Luke 4, we see where that Jesus was filled with the Spirit and then led into the wilderness where He was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Was He tempted? Bible said He was. We believe the Word, don't we? Look at verse 2. Well, verse 1, Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. Now, that's not the devil's account of it. That's the Holy Spirit saying it through Luke. So, was Jesus tempted?
Yes,
He was. He was tempted for this duration. In those days He did eat nothing, and when they were ended, He afterward hungered. And the devil said to Him, is there a devil? Is he real?
Yes.
Yeah. He's an ancient being. And he's not an earthling. He's an alien. Do you know why I say these things? We need to break free from our religious junk. These things are real. They're not fairy tales. They're not stories. Let me say, you think there's life out there? Oh, yeah. There always has been. Angels, the devil, demons. Many of them are not Terran. They're extraterrestrial. They're not from here. And we don't know everything that's gone on in the previous ages. We're only had a little bit revealed to us. But this being called the devil is talking to Jesus and tempting him and said, if you be the Son of God, command at this stone that it be made bread. How many know, no matter if you could do it or how hungry you would be to want to do it, you don't need to do what the devil tells you to do. This is the big deal. How did our parents get in trouble, Adam and Eve, in the garden? What did they do? They did what he suggested and told them to do. And in essence, they stopped trusting what God told them and rebelled against the clear directions God gave them and yielded to this being and did what he said. And now the devil is trying to get Jesus to do that same thing. To ignore what the Father has said, what the Word has said, and to listen to Him and do what He says. But He refused to do it. He's my hero. Yes. How about you? Yes. You'll see through this what 1 John talks about, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. That's the devil's three big areas that he hits. And it's always worked on everybody since Adam and Eve. Until now. If he didn't get them on one, he got them on two. If he didn't get them on two, he got them on three. But everybody he always got. He always got them. In essence, he always got them to do what he did. Rebel. And say, no, I'm not going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to do this. Sadly, none of us can say we're the exception. All of us have sinned, which is to say the same thing. We knew to do and didn't do. But Jesus. And He didn't do it as God. He did it as a man with no unfair advantage over us. He emptied Himself of His mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men, Philippians said. He did it just like you or I would have to do it, proving it can be done.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.